Yeah, so we'll start with the Guru Gita, or the main shlokas, which are considered as the Guru shlokas. The Guru shlokas are, I don't remember the exact number, I just haven't counted it. So, it is part of Guru Gita. So Guru Gita is like part of the Skanda Puran. Skanda Puran is it's in the form of a discussion between Shiva and Parvati. So Shiva is explaining to Parvati the Mahima, the importance of a Guru. That is what is the main essence of Guru Gita. So there are many shlokas of Guru Gita. Guru Gita is a little bit vast. It has like 200 or 300 shlokas. But of those, 10 are considered main and which are chanted by people. So it's very good. After learning the Guru Padaka Stotram, it's good to chant about the Guru, offering oneself at the feet of the Guru through Guru chanting of these Guru Shlokas. These Guru Shlokas are not only like, it helps in cultivating devotion, but it also helps us in focusing on the reality, because all these shlokas speak about the Guru as Brahman. So if you have read, I don't know whether you have read Guru Ashtakam, in the articles link you will find an explanation of Guru Ashtakam or Guru Ashtakam, which was written by Shankara. So in that, like, there has been two or three definitions of what Guru is. So Gukaras Chandakaro Rukaras Tan Nirodhakrit Ajnana Grasakam Guru Brahmaiva Na Samshayah. So the word guru consists of two syllables, gu and ru. So gukarascha andakaro, gu, gukaram. The word gu, the syllable gu, denotes andakaram or darkness. Rukaras tan nirodhakrit, the syllable ru denotes removal of andakaram. So ajnana grasakam, that which removes ajnanam, guru, that is the meaning of guru. Brahmaiva na samsheha, that Guru who removes ajnanam is none other than Brahman, the ultimate reality of Brahman. So these shlokas about Guru helps us in cultivating devotion as well as being focused. So like, as part of sadhana, can chant the Guru shlokas. After, once we complete the Guru shlokas, you can chant the Guru shlokas daily, as well as the Guru Paduka shlokas also daily. The Guru shlokas start by, the first shloka is Akanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Akanda Mandalakaram, who is Akandam? Akhandam, the word akhandam means indivisible. So that which doesn't have any parts. That which has parts can be divided. Can be divided by splitting into parts externally or physically, or like, though it is one whole entity, but still it consists of parts. Like our body. The body is one whole entity, but still it has parts, it can be divided into parts of hands, legs, face, etc. But that which has parts, that which consists of parts, is subject to Shadvikaram. The Shadvikaram is like the Janmasti, Vriddhi, Parinama, Apakshaya, Nasham, growth, decay, and all those things. So that which consists of parts, like our body or a tree, that undergoes change. That which undergoes change undergoes birth and death. That means it is temporary, it is not permanent. But Akandam, the Guru or Brahman, is mentioned as Akandam. It is indivisible. It doesn't have any parts because it is eternal. Sadeva Saumyedam Agrasi Ekameva Advitiyam. Sat alone existed previously. Before creation, one without a second. That is means Akandam. And again, Bhagavatam says like that, Bhagavatam, the Chatushlogi Bhagavatam part says that previously, before creation, there was Sat alone. And after creation, Sat alone will remain behind. And it is a Akhandam, Ekam Eva Advitiyam. It is indivisible, it is devoid of parts. Parts or duality can be of three types. It can be duality, part differences or Bhedam is of three types. One is like the one Bhedam is Swagata Bhedam, means Bhedam in oneself, that means difference in itself, like parts, that is what is called parts. Like the body has differences in itself, though it is one entire entity, but still it has parts. So that is Swagata Bhedam, difference in itself. And there is Sajatiya Bhedam, difference between similar entities. Like one body is different from another body, one tree is different from another tree. Jati, a group of entities which are similar, they are different. So Sajatiya Bhedam, Vijatiya Bhedam, difference between different entities, dissimilar entities. So a tree is different from a rock or a stone. But in Brahman, all these Brahman doesn't have all these, the three, Swagata, Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Bhedam, because Brahman is Akhandam. Brahman is Akhandam, Brahman is one alone. Ekam Eva Advitiyam. You can go through Satya Darshanam or any articles like which explains these three, how Ekam Eva Advitiyam denotes or negates the three types of Bhedam. So, but Akhandam means that which is indivisible, partless, which doesn't have any difference. Ekam, Ekam, like you can go through that later. But Ekam means like that which, Ekam denotes that which is one alone, that means that which doesn't have Swagata Bhedam, that which is, that which doesn't have any parts of Swagata Bhedam. Eva means only, alone or only. That denotes negation of Sajatiya Bhedam. Advitiyam, without a second, that denotes Vijatiya Bhedam. So Ekam Eva Advitiyam, that term Ekam Eva Advitiyam denotes, negates the three type of Bhedam in Brahman. And Brahman is Akhandam because it is devoid of any of this. Though Brahman is Akhandam, but still the world is pervaded by Brahman. Akhanda Mandalakaram. So it is like, it pervades the entire world, the entire universe, but still being one indivisible entity. Like even as any cause, a cause pervades the effect. The cause, like if we consider a cause effect or causation, mud is the cause from which the effect of pot is created. Pot is pervaded by mud. In each and every part or space of pot there is mud. This means that in the effect, cause pervades the effect. Cause pervades the effect. So the world is considered to be the effect of the cause, which is Brahman. That means the cause of Brahman pervades the world. That means Mandala Akaram. It is though Brahman is indivisible, but still it pervades the effect of world. It pervades as the cause, as well as it pervades as the substratum. If we consider the world as an effect, then Brahman is the cause. If we consider a world as an illusion, then any illusion has a substratum. Illusion is that which is not real. But if it has to exist, or if it has to seem to exist, an illusion seems to exist when we perceive it. When we see water in desert, the water exists. But for water to exist, there should be a real thing in which water seems to exist. That is called the substratum. So the substratum for water in desert is desert, which is real. Similarly, if we consider the world as an illusion, then Brahman is the substratum. And even as the desert pervades the water that we see, similarly the world is pervaded by the substratum of Brahman. Whatever way we see it, whatever way we understand, but still Brahman pervades the entire world. But still it is Akhandam. That is the Guru. The Guru of Brahman is Akhandam Mandalakaram, which is of the, it pervades the entire universe. And Vyaptam Yena Chara Acharam. So Mandalakaram, it is of the form of the entire world. and it pervades the entire world. Vyaptam, vyapti means that which pervades, that which is present in and out of anything, that is called vyapti. So vyaptam ena characharam, chara acharam, chara means moving, acharam means in moving. So moving and immoving, whatever is moving and immoving in the world, that is vyaptam by the guru. Yena vyaptam, guruna vyaptam. It is the guru pervades the moving and immoving entities of the world. So the world can be classified or categorized depending on movement as that which moves and that which doesn't move, charam and acharam. Chara and acharam is vyaptam or pervaded by the reality of Brahman. As we said, like Brahman is a substratum, therefore it pervades. Yatcha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana stitaha. This is what Narayana Suktam, one of the most popular Suktam, says, that yatcha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva, by which, like the jagat, jagat sarvam, the entire world, whatever we see and hear, all those things, antar bahishchatat sarvam, that all those things, antar bahir, inside and outside, vyaptan narayana stitaha, narayana or Brahman is situated as pervading whatever is in the world, inside and out, that means complete pervasion. So vyaptam yena characharam, tat padam darshitam yena, by that guru who denotes, who is denoted, or who symbolizes tatpadam. Tatpadam darshitam yena. That tatpadam is symbolized by which guru? We can interpret it in two ways. Tatpadam darshitam. Darshitam means shown or symbolizes. So the guru symbolizes Brahman, or the guru is the one who makes us realize the meaning of tat. Tatpadam. A tatpadam here means tattvam asi. The Mahavakyam tattvam asi. Tattvam asi. Asi means equality or equanimity or sameness, oneness. Tat is Brahman. Tvam is the jiva, limited jiva. So in the Mahavakyam tattvam asi, tat, that guru is the person who denotes tat, who symbolizes tat, who is tat. And also guru is the person who makes us realize tat. Shows us the meaning of tat, shows us like as to what is tat, by direct knowledge as well as indirect knowledge, or by both paroksha jnanam initially and then aparoksha jnanam. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I prostrate, I offer my prostrations to such a guru. I offer my prostrations to such a guru who is akhandam, indivisible, who is present in the form of the entire world, who pervades whatever is in the world, moving and immoving, and who symbolizes the tatpadam as well as who shows us the tatpadam. To such a guru, I offer my prostration. So the second shloka is ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun meelitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Ajnana timirandasya, for the timira andam, for the darkness, for the great darkness of ajnanam, for the darkness of ajnanam, jnananjana shalakaya, he is the stick of knowledge. Means like for a person who is blind by ajnanam, he needs the stick of jnanam. So the guru is the stick that is knowledge, that gives us knowledge and makes us walk towards the reality of Brahman, makes us walk who are blind by ignorance. So for people who are blind by ignorance, the guru is the stick of jnanam. Chakshurun meelitam yena, and like the guru, which is the stick of jnanam, leads us to a state wherein our inner eyes or our eyes are opened. That means are blind. We are blind by ignorance. That ignorance is removed and we get Our eyes are open. So we can directly take as external eye opening, external eye which is blind by ignorance, darkness of ignorance is removed or is opened, or for like we can also consider as inner eye being opened. So chakshurun chakshuhu unmilitam yena. Chakshuhu, the eyes are opened. Unmilitam means like opening of the lids is what is the meaning of unmilitam, but it really means that it's opening of the inner eye, opening of knowledge eye, opening of knowledge of the self for people who are blind by ignorance. So we are not blind, our external eye is not blind, but we are blinded by the darkness of ignorance. And the guru is the person who opens this inner eye, the eye of like eye of one's own nature of self, or eye of realization which is blind by ignorance, is opened by the guru. Such a guru, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, I offer my prostrations to such a guru. The third shloka is Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. There are two readings here. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma. And the second different reading, that is Guru Reva Param Brahma. So Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu. Guru is the Lord Brahma who creates. Guru is Vishnu. Guru is the Lord Vishnu who protects. Guru Devo Maheshwaraha. Guru is the Deva of Maheshwara. Guru is Shiva as well. Guru Sakshat Param Brahma. Guru is Sakshat. Guru is one, or directly one with Parabrahman. Parabrahman is the ultimate reality of Brahman. Advitiya Brahman, Parameshwara, Paramatma. So Guru is, when we use the word Sakshat, it means direct or one with. And Guru Reva means Guru alone is Brahman. So both meaning is like apt. I prefer the meaning Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, because Sakshat, it means like direct or immediate is the meaning of the word Sakshat. So Guru is immediate. Brahman means one with Brahman. Guru Reva means Guru is alone Brahman. Both are right, but Sakshat, when we use the word Sakshat, that means like that which is immediate. That means it also denotes the self in us. The self-inness, the immediate self-inness. Sakshat Aparokshat Brahma. That is what Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, that Brahman is Sakshat and Aparokshat. Aparokshat means that which is aparoksham, that which is direct, not indirect, one's own eye. So direct. Sakshat means immediate, very close. That means very close, too close. So Guru Sakshat Param Brahma. To such a guru who is Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, as well as Parabrahman, directly Parabrahman, as well as Parabrahman alone, such a guru, I offer my prostrations.